I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. We've been talking about the caravan of Central American migrants for a while now. We followed their path out of Honduras, through Guatemala, and into Mexico. We've heard them portrayed in very different ways. President Trump has one perspective.
You have some very, very bad people in the caravan. You have some very tough criminal elements within the caravan. But I will seal off the border before they come into this country.
Rights advocates say the thousands of migrants who've now arrived in Tijuana are vulnerable people fleeing violence and poverty. Emily Green spent the day with one small group that's part of the caravan. They're migrants who are LGBTQ. They face persecution at home and also along the journey the caravan has taken. Before we begin, if you've got kids with you, the story has some details that may not be appropriate for them. Here's Emily.
I meet Belle on Saturday, outside the shelter where she and the other LGBTQ migrants are staying. She's 23, with platinum hair and a single dangly earring. Belle says she began identifying as female when she was 14. In Honduras, where she's from, that's not accepted.
Me odiaban por ser una chica trans y me insultaban.
She says people hated her for being trans and insulted her. They told her she had to be a man because she was born that way. Belle pulls out her phone.
Me lanzaron fuego a mi cuerpo.
I gasp as she shows me pictures. Her face and arms look charred. She says her neighbors threw gas on her and then a match. She spent 3 months in the hospital. Belle is not her real name. No one in this story wanted to use their real names for fear of jeopardizing their chance of getting asylum in the U.S. When Belle heard about the caravan to the U.S., she joined. Didn't think twice. She dressed like a man to avoid harassment. But in southern Mexico, Belle met a gay man. They bought a rainbow flag and began walking with it. Belle says at every stop, more LGBTQ people saw the flag and latched on. Like Juanita, she's from Guatemala. She says they stuck together because they were being harassed, sometimes by others in the caravan. She says they'd get a head start in the mornings to keep their distance. Juanita joined the caravan because she says her older brother tried to rape her. He suspected she was gay and hated her for that. She says one day her brother came home and said, "I'm going to make you into a woman." She fought him off, but he beat her severely. Juanita says he was sent to prison, but he bribed his way out. Juanita hid, moved around, and in October joined the caravan. After the migrants arrived in Mexico City, a legal aid group paid for the LGBTQ contingent to travel separately by bus to Tijuana. There are around 80 of them. Here in Tijuana, they sleep on the floor in one big room. It's cramped and smells of sweat. But the conditions are good compared to the outdoor sports complex where the other migrants from the caravan are staying. There's plenty of food here, and everyone here has access to lawyers. Most plan to ask for asylum in the U.S. Today, the mood is festive. 8 couples here are getting married. All of a sudden, I see a woman I met a month ago back in Guatemala, soon after the caravan set out.
Sandy, see? Oh my God, wow!
Sandy tells me she's one of the people getting married today.
¿La conociste en el camino?
Sí.
She says during the journey, she fell in love with a woman from Honduras. There are also strategic reasons to get married. Lawyers say it strengthens their asylum claims because it shows they could face danger if they return to their countries. It could also keep couples together during the asylum process. But that's not what people are thinking about today.
People are getting really excited. Everybody's dressing up, trying on clothes, picking their rings.
5 p.m. arrives. One by one, the couples say their vows in a brief wedding ceremony.
Les presento a Rix y Alfredo como matrimonio. Se pueden besar.
The audience calls out for kisses. It's a joyous moment and also fleeting. The next morning, around half of this group leaves the shelter. They've been receiving threats in Tijuana, so they're changing locations every few days for their safety. Belle says this journey to the U.S. has been horrible. She wouldn't wish it on anybody, but she's determined. She wants to get to New York City, and if she makes it, she says, she's going to write a book all about the migrant caravan. For The World, Emily Green, Tijuana, Mexico.